Welcome to Quest for Gold. We are 42 days away from the Summer Olympics in Paris. At this point, you've probably heard the Team USA women's 5-on-5 basketball roster is out and Caitlin Clark is not on it. Remember, Caitlin Clark did not participate in any of the Team USA training camps prior to the team being named because she was in her NCAA season. But the team is stacked. Kelsey Plum, Brittany Griner, Sabrina Ionescu, and yes, Diana Taurasi is headed to her fifth Olympics. The U.S. Olympic field hockey team has been named. Maddie Zimmer is on that squad. We chatted with her back in episode 31. The U.S. women's artistic swimming team has been announced. It includes Anita Alvarez, who is headed to her third Olympics. We talked to her in episode 28. There are no men on this team, though up to two men are allowed. Four members of the U.S. Olympic mountain biking team have also been announced. The U.S. diving trials get underway next week in Knoxville. The U.S. men's Olympic soccer team fell 2-0 in a final warm-up against Japan before the games. We're expected to hear the final roster soon. 16 players played in that game. 18 will be named to a roster. Sticking with soccer, Lionel Messi says he will not compete in the games. Each team does have an opportunity to add a few players who are not U23. He will not be representing Argentina. Rafael Nadal announced this week he'll skip out on Wimbledon because he wants to compete in Paris in July. French and Spanish officials held Olympic security training drills this week ahead of the games. It comes after ISIS warned of a bloodbath at the upcoming Olympics, including a lone wolf drone attack during the open-aired opening ceremonies. Paris officials are sticking with the plan to hold the opening ceremonies on the River Seine. On this week's Quest for Gold Athlete Spotlight, we had a chance to chat with Olympic wrestler Kennedy Blades, who missed out on the Tokyo Games, but has spent the last 3 years prepping for her moment in Paris.
Well, congratulations. You're headed to Paris. How did you get to this point? Because I know wrestling is just chaos as far as qualifying for the Olympics. Tell me about your chaotic path.
So me and my sister, we're only 10 months apart. And we started combat sport-ish when we were very young. So my dad would train an MMA fighter, and we would go with him to the gym. And me and my sister would mimic what he would do, like how he would train the fighter. And then he's like, you guys want to learn boxing? We said, yeah. So he taught us how to box when we were like probably 4 and 5. And then my parents were like, okay, we just got to put him in a like an organized sport. And, but they wanted us to do combat because we had so much energy and they just need to figure out a way to burn both of our young bodies off. So then they put us in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And we did that for about maybe 2 years-ish. And we got very good fast. We were like winning nationals and all this stuff against the boys because there weren't a lot of females in Jiu-Jitsu. And then there were some factors why we switched to wrestling, but they introduced us to the sport. One of them is wrestling is a college sport. It was also a combat sport, so it was like an easy transition. So they said, okay, like let's take them to wrestling practice. And after the first practice, you know, my sister fell in love with it. So we did both of those, jiu-jitsu and wrestling, for a year. But I'm not going to lie. Like I remember when I was younger, I would get confused because in jiu-jitsu, you have to be on your back so that you don't get choked out. But then in wrestling, you can't be on your back or you get pinned. So there's just a lot of like back and forth. And it was also a lot on our young bodies, like two sports plus school. So they were like, okay, girls, you have to pick one. And we picked wrestling. I don't know why, but we did. So I've been doing it like pretty much full time since I was 7. And now I'm here.
You attempted to qualify for Tokyo, right? And fell just short. And what is different between your training before Tokyo and your training now? Like how have you improved and matured kind of as an athlete over that time?
Yeah. Well, Tokyo, I missed the cutoff by like 3 months. So I was too young. But then COVID was like a blessing in disguise because they postponed it a year later. So I was old enough. So I was 17, but turning 18, going into the Olympic trials. And I was really going to try to be like the youngest Olympic champ, or I don't know if someone did it, but like my birthday's in September and Olympics was in like July and August. So I was like, So we found out that I was old enough, like probably 4 weeks out. or 3 weeks out. And then we were like, okay, like we gotta like get going. Like this is the Olympics, like Olympic trials are training for. So I made a huge cut. I cut 16 pounds in 3 weeks. But we did it. I felt really good at the Olympic trials. I can't believe I felt that good because I got a lot of weight in a short amount of time. But I was here with Coach Izzy because we had to go virtual for Wyoming Seminary, which is the high school I went to. And so I was training with him during the trials. And then it was also a huge weight cut. So I've never really wrestled at that weight. So then I made it to the finals, but and I've never wrestled senior girls. So it was very new to me, but I knew that like I wanted it really bad and I knew I had potential. So like I didn't let anything get in the way, not even my mind. But unfortunately I fell short to the Olympic champ like later on. So at least you won the Olympics. It wasn't like a huge like loss.
Was that motivating then for you? Like
that was
falling because, just like, short, like, okay, well I know exactly what I need to
do. Yeah, so I like knew that like okay, like I'm right there, you know. So then for 2024, I graduated in 2022. So then I was like, okay, like I have college, whatever. So then I picked to go to ASU with Team Sunkist. So I attended ASU because I can get my degree, but then I wrestled with Sunkist, which was a club outside of ASU wrestling room. With Art and Kim Matori, like they're the ones that are like behind Sunkist. And then Mark Perry was my coach. And then we just had a bunch of like world medalists and stuff in that room. So it was perfect because I was able to train for like 2024, since it was only 2 years away. And I trained there and I learned a lot, you know, in those 2 years. I wrestled a lot of senior tournaments. I trained with a lot of the top girls in the world and stuff. So I had to mature quickly too, because I just went from high school straight to the senior level. Like it was a jump, but it wasn't that big of a jump because like I knew that I was up there. I just needed to like prove to the world, you know, my age was just the thing that was holding me back. So then, once it was time, I don't know, maybe 6 months out or something, for the Olympic trials, you know, we were really dialing it in, but I also had tournaments in between. So then I took bronze in Croatia and I was like, dang, like I just keep losing. I'm like, you know what? It's fine. We're 2 months out the Olympic trials. Like this is where I'm going to win. And then, so I was just like, I was just trying to, you know, I was working on my confidence, my mental toughness and all that, because I think my mind was the only thing that was shaky because I was just a little nervous. So I felt like I was doing good. So I felt like I put a lot of pressure on myself. But then once I like worked on it with Coach Kelly, she's like my mentor. She is actually the head coach at Northwestern for lacrosse. She's super elite. She's like 15 NCAA title. Like they've won everything. So she knows like the position I was at. So she worked with me a lot and I'm super grateful because I think that's what was really the mark at the Olympic trials. And then, just going into every match, just being excited instead of like, I was trying to have my mentality be like when I was 17 in 2021, because I had nothing to lose. I was just the young girl that was just trying to, you know, fight and everything. But like, so that's why I was like, all right, kind of, you're just here, you know, you don't put any pressure on yourself. And then, yeah, I ended up winning. So it works.
It is obviously an adjustment from, you know, having no expectations going in to having some expectations. I mean, you've been very successful in recent years. It sounds like, you say you lost because you got bronze. A lot of people would kill for a bronze at some of these championships. So does this mean that you think you are at the top of your game, or do you still have some growth to go?
Yeah, I think I'm for sure at the top of my game, but it's really cool to see that there's still a lot of growth. But I definitely think I'm like up there in the elite level because it's just how my lifestyle is, how much I train, and I put time into wrestling. But then all more room to grow. So I mean, I'm super excited. I still have a lot of years ahead of me.
When I was at the Team USA Summit, the Olympic Committee said that they had been, you know, really focusing this cycle on mental health, athletes' mental health, and providing them resources when needed. You kind of brought up mental health. Have you tapped into those resources either for, sports psychology on the mat, off the mats? It seems like it's something a lot of athletes are leaning on as opposed to the physical strength. Now, a lot of it's mental strength as well.
No, for sure. I think I haven't used those resources yet. I'm very happy, though, that, the Olympic Committee and Team USA is definitely they're realizing that that's like the huge staple for a lot of these elite athletes. But I've just been working with Coach Kelly just to be consistent in everything I've been doing, because she's definitely helped me a lot with just getting more into that childlike mentality and being excited rather than trying to, you know, win all the time, just score points instead. So
I mean, are you getting to a point where you're more process-based and less results-based? Can you step off the mat and say, you know what, I had a hell of a match there, and it didn't come out my way, but, you know, I'm okay with it because I wrestled the best I could?
Yeah, no, for sure. I've gotten very close to God these last few years, and so just putting my faith into Him and remembering that, like, it's His plan. And so if something doesn't go my way, I'm just like, okay, this is part of God's plan. What's the positive coming out of, you know, this negative, you know, outcome? So, if I lose or something, like, I always, like, when I lost at Junior Worlds, I was like, okay, like, I know I can dig deep because I lost because I had food poisoning. It was horrible. But, I at least got a bronze. And at U23, I was like, okay, like, I clearly, my head was in the right space in the finals. So, like, I worked on my mentality. So there was just always like a positive coming out of the negative. And ever since I switched my mentality to that and just believing that God has a plan for me, then my whole perspective has changed. So, yeah.
What does this next month and a half look like for you? Are you accelerating to something? Are you trying to peak, or are you just trying to stay flat? It, obviously, you don't want to get hurt, but you probably want to challenge yourself. What do these next few weeks look like for you?
Yeah, so right now I'm training at Izzy Style here in Addison. And the first week of July, we go to Spain, and there's a tournament called the Grand Spain Prix. Spain, the Grand Prix. And it's just a normal tournament. It's not a ranking event. And I just want to get some matches in, you know, practice my pre-match routine, practice, like, what I want to eat. And Team USA for wrestling, they told me to, like, figure out, like, what I want so that, and when the Olympic time comes, like, I know exactly what I want. So, like, what feels good in my stomach before I'm in matches, what type of, like, recovery do I need, stuff like that. So this is, like, more of a practice, but of course I'm going to still go out there and, win, like, destroy everyone. and then also to help me, like, practice my mentality and stuff. So that's what's coming up for me the first week of July. So we leave July 3rd, and I wrestle July 6th, and then July 7th, like, that week is the Team USA Olympic camp, and I'm going to go to Arizona for a day to, like, do some recovery, and then I'll go to the Olympic camp, and I think that's our last one before the acclimation camp in Normandy. All the Olympians leave July 22nd for the opening ceremony, which is July 25th. And then July 26th, personal coaches and the partners. So Coach Izzy's my personal coach, and then Risa Mendy's my partner. They all fly out July 26th, I think straight to Normandy. And then in Normandy, we'll have about maybe a week and a half to acclimate our bodies with, like, the time zone and everything. And then Olympics is good. And then we have the Olympics.
Are you going to be able to participate in opening ceremonies and closing ceremonies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I'm excited. So opening ceremonies is July 25th. So that's why only the Olympians leave early. So we get there, like, July 23rd, and then July 24th, we get our gear, I believe, for, you know, I'm so excited.
Which by the way, is supposed to be the coolest experience when you walk in and you get to choose all the cool swag. Yeah.
No, I'm going to make sure my phone is charged so I can record everything.
I mean, what are you looking at? Have you ever been to Paris before? What are you looking forward to most?
I think like the number one thing I'm looking forward to most is, like, just being with, like, the best athletes in the world, especially with Team USA. So, like, I know, like, for basketball, we have crazy, like LeBron and all of them are going to be there. And then Jakari Richardson and then Simone Biles. So it's, like, it's crazy that, like, they're on my team. So, like, that's what I'm super excited about. Like, hopefully we can, like, see them in opening ceremonies and stuff. And then I heard, well, and then obviously the wrestling part. Like, I just get to represent Team USA at, like, the highest level possible for any sports. And, like, I can't wait to, like, you know, wear the singlet. And then, like, hopefully when I win, you know, we hear the national anthem and stuff. And then, yeah, just seeing my family in the stands and stuff. And then, I mean, Paris, I heard it's beautiful. And I heard the croissants are great and all this stuff. And I'm not cutting weight, so I'm going to eat as much as I want. So I'm excited. Sure.
Well, I want to get back to a couple things. First of all, when you talk about wanting to see these athletes and representing Team USA and being the, you know, representing US as the top athlete, are you able to, and maybe working with coaches on this, I mean, does that build pressure for you? Is that like, oh my gosh, all these people are depending on me? Or do you still look at it like, hey, I'm just a wrestler out here competing in the greatest tournament of all time, and let's see what happens? Like, what's kind of your mentality going into this? And I'm sure the pressure is going to build regardless. You could say it doesn't. But I'm sure it will, you know, but it's just a matter of how you absorb that pressure.
Mm-hmm. No, I think, man, I'm just like, because I know it is going to be a lot. That's actually the reason why we're going to Normandy, was because the Olympic Committee didn't want us, like all the athletes, to be in like the Olympic Village too much so that we get psyched out, because it's only 2-hour drive from Normandy to Paris. But I think I'm just more excited. I don't have, for some reason, which I like, I don't have any pressure on myself. I'm just, like, once I made the team, I'm not going to lie, I really was, like, I wasn't, like, oh, my gosh, I just made the Olympic team, because I felt like the job wasn't done. Like, my goal since I was 7 years old, because I did the calculations, so I was like, when am I going to be old enough to do the Olympics? Like, the Olympics are the biggest thing. I was like, oh, 2024, I'll be 20 or 21, but I'm 20. But I was like, okay, perfect, because 2020, I wasn't going to be old enough. I would be 17. So I was like, okay, 2024 is perfect. So, like, in my mind, the back of my mind, I've always had, like, the Olympic gold medal. So, like, when I get there, I feel like I'm not even going to – the job's not done yet, so we're still going to dial in stuff. We're also going to have fun because, I mean, how many people can call themselves an Olympian, you know? So, like, and I've represented the U.S. at Worlds, at Junior Worlds, Cadet Worlds, Pan Ams, but, like, the Olympics is wild. Like, I've never even made a Senior World team. I'm going to the Olympics. So, like, I think I'm just so excited, and I'm such a – I just love my country so much. And, like, we have just a crazy elite team that, like, I'm just like, wow, like, I'm a part of this now. Like, let's go show off the world who Team USA is, you know? So I'm just like, I just have so much joy. And, I feel like the nerves will hit maybe the day before, but, like, I think I'm just in the headspace where it's like, dude, like, come on, like, you're on the right path. Like, God is, you know, he's great. He's the one that's, like, guiding you in all in this whole thing. He's supporting your dream. And it's like, dude, like, at this point, like, it's all or nothing, you know? So I'm just not even in the headspace of, like, oh my gosh, like, I have to win now. I'm just more like, I get to do this, you know?
You had mentioned that you were going to go through this process of finding out what foods you wanted to eat. And I assume sleeping is part of this. Like, is this the first time you've kind of really focused on your body to that degree? Like, what am I consuming and what am I, you know, what are my break periods? Yeah, and
for sure. No, I think because I've been to, like, Worlds a few times and these ranking events and stuff and international, I already know what I need. So it just makes it a lot easier. But
just trying to get into the rhythm then, I suppose, and making sure that there's nothing. Yeah.
Because the last time, for sure. No, the last time I wrestled overseas, well, I'll do it again in Spain, but was in January. So I'm just trying to get the rhythm with, like, okay, like, what do I need Coach Izzy to get me the night before? Or, like, what do I want to eat? Like, should I pack this or this? And they're going to bring crazy resources because the Olympics. So I'm really excited for that. So it's going to be a little easier. But, just, like, finding the rhythm, getting into the groove again, because July 1st, so July, August. Yeah, I only wrestle, like, a month later. So that's perfect. So I already have, like, the mentality and the groove and everything. So it's, like, Yeah, it's easy.
There's a lot of room for growth in women's wrestling. Okay. There's big opportunity to, you know, and coming home with the gold, I think would inspire a lot of people. So for once sure. again, not to put pressure on you, but that's a very exciting thing to yeah. a good position to be in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love the team behind me because of how much they promote women's wrestling. So especially with Team Sunkist and even Team Brutus, which is my brand sponsor. I mean, it's insane. We have so there's six Olympic girls, four of them are on the Olympic team. Like, it's just amazing. And then how they just try to push the sport and everything. And even when it comes down to like shoe color, you know, that like pink and like just like fun colors for like these little girls or like sub or like lifestyle wear. It's amazing. So yeah, I can't wait. I mean, the sport is booming so fast. And just seeing how many little girls wrestle now. Like, I did not have that when I was younger. It was just me and my sister. So it just makes me excited.
So are you guys, is your competition in the middle of the games then?
Mine is the last day.
So you got like the entire experience there. And then you cap it off with
yeah,
your.
Exactly.
Wow. No, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine there'd be a lot of distractions in two weeks. Sitting exactly. around waiting, you know. Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, I wrestle August 10th and 11th. And my finals is 11th in the morning. And the closing ceremonies is 11 at night. So it's literally the last day. So I'm trying to, you know, bring home gold.
Sure.
The last event. Yeah.
That'd be a great last chapter of the Olympic Games. Have you heard much about the Olympic Village? I've heard about the cardboard beds and no air conditioning. I mean, are these things you're thinking about?
Yeah, I have not, but I should probably look into that. But I haven't. I've heard the opening ceremonies are, we're going to be on like boats though. Which
yeah.
But that'd be cool. I'm just like, but there is stuff I need to look at because I've just been so focused on training. I'm like, wait, I still have all this stuff I have to do because it's, you know, but, yeah, I'm wondering what it's going to be like. I know, like, because in 2028, LA, it's going to be in LA. So I think they're starting to build the Olympic Village. So I don't know.
Have you been to Paris before or no?
I've never been. Yeah.
Have you learned any French?
I went to Nice, France.
Oh, okay. So
that was my first ever senior event. And I was winning my first match. I was winning 8-0. And then I got headlocked. I was like, no. So then I was at the tournament, but yeah, I've been to Nice, France. It was beautiful, but I've never been to Paris, so that's very exciting.
Will your family be allowed to come out?
Yeah, we're definitely trying to bring them. It's gonna pretty much be a guarantee, like we're gonna figure out a way no matter what. So it'll be my mom, my dad, my sister, and my brother. So I have my sister who's only 10 months apart, younger, and then my brother is 15. And then Coach Izzy, but he's my personal coach. And then I want to bring his dad, which was my club coach, like when I was younger, Coach Jose. He's like, that's where I learned all of my techniques. So, yeah, those are the main people I want to bring.
Did I see that? Is there a GoFundMe to try to raise money for training and to get them out there?
Yeah, there is. And we're just praying that we'll hit that mark and, you know.
Well, here's your chance. Where do people go? Where can people go to find that?
Yeah, you guys can go on my Blade Sisters Instagram account. It's called Blades_Sisters, and the link is in the bio. And yeah, all the donations are definitely we're definitely beyond grateful. And yeah, because they're like the heart of everything, you know. When it comes down to school, love, mentality, training, like, you know, my family's the rock, so I definitely want them to be there with me when I'm, you know.
How are you on social media? Is there any place people can follow you?
Yeah, my Instagram is where, and my TikTok, actually, I'm pretty active. My Instagram is Kennedy Blades, and then my TikTok is Blade Sisters. That's where I post a lot. I'm definitely going to post a lot of my experience because, I mean, who doesn't want to see it, you know? And it's just like, I'm just going to blow up my feed. So, yeah, we have Instagram Blade Sisters, which is me and my sister, and then TikTok Blade Sisters, and then my personal Instagram, Kennedy Blades, and then my other TikTok. But it's more my fashion blogs, but I'm definitely going to blog. It's ky.blades.
Thank you, Kennedy. We'll continue to follow her journey. That'll do it for this episode of Quest for Gold. I'm Brian Bro. Stay tuned next week when we talk to a men's gymnast who has big plans built up for this summer. We'll see you then.